There were people who swore the Cat Lady was a ghost. There were others, like me for instance, that figured she was just some senile old bat whose family parked her in a rocking chair and left her to stare out the bedroom window all day. But since we could only glimpse her from the bottom of the hill, it was hard to be sure. All the kids in the village searched for information about the family who owned the house. There was a horror road incident where some poor lady got decapitated on the way to her own wedding. That much we knew for sure. "I bet she's a ghost," my buddy Gary said one night. "Her grief probably keeps her from moving on." I said, "You're crazy. It's only probably the bride's mom. Losing her daughter made her brain snap, and now her family leaves her there to pet some stupid cat all day." "Wanna bet?" Our whole friend group went, "Ooh." Gary collected 50 pounds from everyone. "Here's the deal. You go over the fence, climb the ivy along the side wall, enter through the third story window, and come back with the cat's collar. Do that, and the money's yours." My friends watched me shuffle up the hill, quietly weaving between the trees until I reached the ivy wall. There, I climbed up, almost losing my grip once or twice, wishing I'd told Gary to piss off instead of taking his stupid bet. The bay window was unlocked. I pushed it open, then crawled inside as my feet thudded against the wooden floor. It didn't seem like anyone had heard. Tiptoeing along, I whispered, "Here, kitty kitty." I made my way to the very end of the L-shaped corridor. Then from behind me there came a noise. It was a low squeaking. It was a rocking chair going back and forth. Was the cat lady still awake? Squeak, squeak, squeak. To get back to the window, I had to pass the room from where the sound was coming from. Squeak, squeak. Slowly, with a giant lump in my throat, I shuffled along, praying that the cat lady was deaf as well as senile. As I passed the door, the sound came to an abrupt halt. While I stood, cemented on the spot, the door swung open. Beyond it lay the rocking chair, pointed away from me. The lady was there, hidden by the shadow of the room. Her cat jumped out of her lap and then moved towards me. When it came into the light, it took me a moment to understand what I was staring at. My thoughts crawled back to the story, to the decapitated bride, as a severed head rolled forward like a bowling ball. That's when I realized the lady in the window wasn't petting a cat all day. She was brushing her own hair. The head stopped just short of my feet, looked up and grinned. And then the body rose from the chair and turned to face me. It charged forward at me, arms outstretched.
Hey guys, Children of the Night here, and I just wanted to say thank you for either watching today's video on YouTube or listening to it on Spotify or all those other places in podcast form. And just know that if you're watching this on YouTube, just know it is available in podcast form on stuff like Spotify. And if you're watching this on Spotify, just know that it is also available on YouTube. If you are also interested in supporting me more than you already are by watching here today, just know that I am on Patreon at patreon.com/childrenofthenight, or you can just use the nifty link in the description. There you can get access to polls that dictate what I narrate here next. You can also get early access to the narrations and so much more. Any support there is greatly appreciated. And also, you know what to do. if you're listening on YouTube, that is, like, comment, subscribe, and do all that other fun stuff that YouTubers tell you to do. Other than that, be sure to follow my social medias. That's all linked in the description as well. But other than that, I want to say thank you for listening, and good night, and sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.